It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of the North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions. My guest today is Emma Springer, Unhoused Response Coordinator with Life Safety. Emma, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Adopt a Block. We'll be talking about that. It's an opportunity this summer. But first, let's just start with your position a little bit. How long have you been in this position and maybe some of the details of your job?
For sure. Yeah. So today is actually 1 year in my position.
Congratulations.
So thank you. It's my anniversary. And it's a little bit of a mixed bag of things, but basically it is a grant-funded position through some of the opioid crisis response funds. So it kind of runs a wide range of things, but one big piece of that has been like cleanup and opioid education, and then cleanup around like sharps and even just like litter, things like that. And so that's where the Adopt a Block has really come into play.
And to pivot to that, is this kind of new this year, specifically kind of the way that this is framed, new this year, this Adopt a Block opportunity?
This is the first year for the opportunity. Currently, we have 13 adoptees who've adopted, I want to say, about 20 blocks, and some people have taken on more than one. But it is the first year that you can do it. And it's modeled, I think, very similarly to Adopt a Park or Adopt a Trail, so things that people are already familiar with in the city that they can do.
And it seems like this is maybe something that altruistically some people do anyway. They want to clean up their block, they'll walk around, pick up litter, but there are some incentives to this.
Yeah, so I think just right off the bat, we wanted to acknowledge that there are already, like you said, so many people who are doing this on their own time, on their own dime. I'd gotten a lot of feedback from people of like, when I walk my dog, I can fill a whole trash bag of stuff. I don't necessarily have room in my trash bin to put it in there all the time. And so trying to find ways to even just provide some support there. So through the program, you already get, when you sign up, you get cleanup materials. So you can choose between litter grabbers, shovel, rake, buckets. We automatically provide a like medical sharps syringe disposal container for folks so that they have an opportunity to dispose of those if they do see any items like that out on the street. And then we also provide gloves and what would be the other? Oh, bags, obviously. And then we do the pickup for them. So really just trying to take away any of the barrier and recognizing like you've done the work. Let's provide all the things to make it easier. And then once you finish your four cleanups, there's an opportunity to get a street sign. So sort of like Adopt a Highway, where you can have your organization name or your family name on a street sign somewhere within your block zone, or just a yard sign. There's a couple people who have said, I don't really need a street sign, but I would love to let people know that I'm involved. And so we're getting some yard signs made so you can put those up.
In some ways, this seems very, very grassroots, very almost little rascals, like let's clean up the block kind of a way. But there's a lot of coordination involved, and I'm guessing some partners as well. Who have you had to work with to make sure that this is coordinated appropriately?
Yeah, I've really lucked out because we've had some partners who are really excited right off the jump. So Keep Duluth Clean, Cheryl Scafty from the university have been huge in just coordinating everything and pulling it together. We've had Resource Renew provide different materials such as like stickers on information. Twin Ports Trailer Trash, Bernard McCarthy is the owner there, and he's allowing us to drop off the bags when they're filled for free. And that's for all of the participants. So they're able to go and drop off some bags. We really appreciate his participation. And then Duluth Compost has donated us buckets that we can use for folks to give them so that they have something to put that in when they're doing their cleanups. Parks and Rec is providing the litter grabbers when we have bigger cleanups. So it's been very cool to see the way people have come together and want to participate, and even just in ways of like getting the word out and sharing it. So
being the first year, I'm guessing you're collecting data, and it'll be hopefully compared to years in the future. What is some of the data that maybe you have already collected, and what is the data that you are looking forward to collecting because it's of value?
For sure. Already off the bat in the first month, I want to say we've had 6 cleanups so far and collected almost 100 bags of litter. These aren't full bags because especially when we have bigger groups go out, you know, they'll fill bags maybe halfway, things like that. But I think a significant enough amount. And then when you do your cleanups, you fill out a cleanup reporting form at the end. And in there, we're asking people to just report how many bags of trash they filled, how many people participated, how many of those medical sharps they might have seen. And then also just any notable or strange items, which I think has been really helpful for the life safety department in general, because we do have solid waste compliance through our office, and we do have other elements who are you know, getting those reports in. So we're able to get kind of on the ground folks just walking around and letting us know, like, hey, this seems to be a site where a lot of this gets dumped, or this has kind of been coming up here. So just helpful to see, like, what is the trash that is being left around Duluth? And I don't know, kind of examine, like, maybe any misconceptions or things that you wouldn't expect. I was telling somebody the other day, I saw a trash can blow over, and within like 2 minutes, that trash from a full trash bin was everywhere. And I think it's easy when you drive by to be like, oh, somebody just must have littered. And instead, there's tons of reasons it can happen. And I feel like when we get that data of like, what were you picking up? What were you finding? Anything strange? Anything notable? It's easier to kind of put those pieces together.
And this is open to any resident of Duluth,
yep.
Right?
Any resident, any organization. Right now, I believe we have 3 nonprofits signed up. So we have Recovery Alliance Duluth, Equilibrium 3, and Lifehouse just created their own group as well, which has been fun because they're doing more public ones that we're sharing as much as we can out to let people know those are open to the public. But any family, individual, we have a lot of just folks who are in the neighborhoods who want to clean up their area. Like you said, they're already doing it, so might as well. And I do have one person who signed up who chose the Positively 3rd Street Bakery block because she was like, I would love to stop by Positively 3rd Street Bakery 4 times this summer and have a great reason to do it. So that's been pretty fun too.
Where can people go to get signed up?
All of the information is available on Keep Duluth Clean's website. There we have the link to sign up as well as the map with all of the zones on there. And then if your zone has already been adopted, we've been telling people to still fill out. Let us know that you had a zone that you were interested in that was an adopted one. And we can get you connected with the current adoptee to let them know, hey, we have somebody who would like to join you on your cleanups if you ever have time or to help you out with your cleanups.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Emma, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Emma Springer, the Unhoused Response Coordinator with Life Safety, about the Adopt a Block program happening this summer. This is Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North, 103.3, to encourage green thinking and green actions.